So yeah, I'm going to talk about curved geometry in FreeCAD, which commonly is implemented as splines. And let's get into it. So in case you don't know, this is what FreeCAD is. And probably a little slightly out of place, slightly tangential in a liberal graphics sense, but definitely when you want to make something out of make something physical out of whatever artist draws, maybe as laser printing, laser cutting, or such things, that's when FreeCAD can come in. So take a look if you don't know yet, and a little bit about me. I've been working on FreeCAD for about 9 years on and off, and I'm a project staff at IIT Bombay about a different project, which if you're interested in free software in free and open source software in India, that's one of the organizations that handles it. So yeah, definitely go ahead and take a look at that in your time. And let's start with the game, which might be a little confusing to everyone if you haven't heard of what a B-spline is. But let's start with that. How many of you have heard of the term B-spline? Okay, how many of you know what the B in B-spline stands for? Okay. Huh?
Bernoulli.
I think you're thinking Bernstein, but that is not it.
Okay.
And B in the B-spline also does not stand for Bezier, which is a different curve. So B-spline is basically, so let's start with what a spline is, kind of an idea. And of course, a conveniently placed background image is of a spline, of course. So this is basically, as you can see, a general curve, nothing that you can create with just a compass and a scale or such things. Scale or ruler, I don't know who uses what terms. But yeah, and you can see that it has like a smoothness to it. You can add arbitrary smoothness at points and all those things. So that's basically the idea of a spline, that you can make a general kind of curve, which is, and make more free-form shapes with it. So let's start that game, basically. So is this a B-spline? A sine wave? Okay, nobody guessing. But the point here is that not everything can be a spline, or at least to the extent that I'm thinking of. So basically, a spline can be represented as a polynomial function. And a sine wave, if you recall high school math, maybe, that the sine part is basically irrational in general. So the function cannot be represented easily as a polynomial or a rational function, which is a slightly different thing, but still a more usable, like still something more manageable than a sine wave. Okay, so let's go with this. And as I already said, a Bezier curve, the B in B-spline does not stand for Bezier, but every piece of a B-spline, or every piece of a spline, basically, is a Bezier curve, basically. And so in general, the question is not usually about whether or not this curve is a B-spline, but it's more like whether or not it can be represented as a B-spline. And if it falls into that subset of functions, it is almost always a B-spline. So if it is a rational curve, if it can be represented as a rational function of some parameter, it is. But I really hope I'm not losing you with all the math without actually showing any formulas even. So, okay. So with that in mind, is this a B-spline? Okay, I see a head nodding no. Why do you think no? Correct, but it is still possible to represent this thing as a single B-spline. So it can start with like a parameter going from here and going all the way to the end with just like one function. And the way you can do that is that involves a bunch of complicated descriptions, which involves a few vectors that are not actually vectors in mathematical sense. It is called the not vector. So, and those nots are what can handle these B-splines. So basically, this can be represented as a B-spline, but I'm not entirely sure how exactly, because I don't know how Inkscape behind the scenes describes these curves, and I was actually hoping to. I'm actually hoping to learn more about it from the Inkscape team here in tomorrow's BOF. But yeah, as someone pointed out, this is kind of a composite curve, and there is one place where there is a direct discontinuity. There is one place where it is perfectly smooth. There is this thing going on, it's called a symmetric node, but I don't know what exactly symmetric means. And then there is somewhere where the curvature is not continuous, but the direction changes continuously. So basically, if you create a sheet out of this, if you curve like a metallic sheet into this shape, and then look around it, you'll be able to see that there is a discontinuity here by the way the light reflects around it, but here you will hopefully not be able to see it. That's kind of the idea of curvature being continuous. So, and that has a whole bunch of advantages of users in car design and making more aesthetic looking items. And actually, that's how the entire field of NURBS was developed, to make luxury cars. So, yeah. And then let's talk about this one. Is this a B-spline? So in this respect, the answer can, you can, yeah, okay, go on, say.
I suspect it's no, but I'm increasingly unsure.
Okay. Right. So it is so the one guy who has been answering my questions is actually half correct this time, in the sense that you can't create this with a traditional quote unquote B spline, in the sense that you can't make a polynomial function out of it. But it is possible to create a rational function out of it. And it is a whole bunch of complicated math which involves projections, which I do not have the time to talk about, and I'm already like halfway through, although I guess the talk will not take the rest of 10 minutes. But the principle is any conic can be represented as a as a single Bezier, as a rational Bezier curve, and then as a part of an entire B-spline. It is possible. So, and it can be done exactly. What will not happen is that it won't follow the exact same parameterization as like a arc maybe. So it won't be sine x cos x. It will be some. It will be some kind of a some t square by some other t square. Some functions involving squares of t, or t being the parameter. Okay. My computer is still responsive, and I'm sorry. In case my computer gets unresponsive, I will have to hard reboot it, and then we'll have to. I don't know how we'll handle that, but okay, let's go. But to conclude that, yeah, B can definitely represent this as a B spline, but what we probably can't do is if you want to make a whole circle and each of those is one arc of the. Of the spline, and we still want it to be to have a continuous curvature. That is not possible, but that goes into a little more detail than you might be interested in, I guess. So no to normal B spline, yes to what is called the NURBS, non-uniform rational B spline. Which is a more general form. Okay. So what else is a B-spline? So can you think of other curves that might or might not be B-splines? Okay, so basically the idea here was it does not have to be restricted to a curve. It can be like a two different dimensional surface as well, and also audio. There are some one-dimensional B-splines as well that can be done. Colors can be represented in that way. So that's kind of the idea behind all this. And my kind of takeaways in this thing was going to be that. B-splines themselves are kind of confusing, and that is the only thing that is implemented currently in FreeCAD. But anyone who is coming from Inkscape will probably know how these nodes are defined. And I've seen a bunch of people who just start trying out FreeCAD and then try to play with curves. And then they get confused of like, oh, how do I add a control point and all those things? Which kind of leads me to the idea that there are other representations of curve geometry that can be more useful than a B-spline. And that is kind of my idea of basically being here to get an idea to hear from you guys during tomorrow's Birds of a Feather session about, hey, how do you plan to use a general curve in or a general surface in creating actual 3D objects? In a way that FreeCAD could be useful to you, or is useful to you, if you are actually a user. So, yeah, some thought processes. I threw some examples that I could think of. Inkscape, it. There is a module to there is an add-on in FreeCAD to import inks. Oh boy! All right, let's not hurry yet. I got 5 more minutes. Yeah. So there's an add-on to import from Inkscape, but it is not that smooth. I would like to maybe get that smoothened eventually. So all this has been a bunch of Sketcher stuff, which is the 2D constrained drawing module of FreeCAD, and that is kind of the one that I primarily focus on, but there are definitely other kinds of there are other possibilities are already there in the from coming directly from the geometry kernel. So if you are making something some A-level surfacing, I think that is the term that I've heard of. It's like you create something and then you see that, oh, this doesn't look aesthetically pleasing. I want to start smoothing these curves out. How do you do that? That kind of stuff can be done, but I think, and there are a bunch of curve, 2D curve add-ons for that, but nothing that is currently part of FreeCAD proper. And creating code for CNC, this is something that I've that I heard at least once from Brad Collett, who handles the CAM workbench, and in that I learned that there is no option for a general spline, but then there's an option for arcs and straight lines, so you can approximate those curves. So you can first design them directly in FreeCAD, and then when exporting to G-code, it will automatically convert them to approximated arcs. So that is one option. And of course, more general curves, like the sine wave that I showed earlier, if there is a need for creating those kinds of things. So yeah, that's basically my idea. If you have any thoughts about this, there's an entire Birds of a Feather session waiting for you at the other side of midnight, I guess. Yeah, all right. So that's about it from me. Thank you.